Hello everyone, how are you guys? Hello my dear friend. I hope you're doing well, you know, when you want to listen to this. It's kind of, you know, another voice that's related to the Let's Talk challenge. And I want to just have some summary about some lesson. You can find it in all ears English course. And yeah, it's very amazing. I just try to, you know, I've listened more than 20 times or something like this, I don't know. I just wanna some, it's, I think it has a very interesting idea, you know, for learning English. I wanna also share it with you guys. So, you know, if you just listen, you know, to that course, these names, that would be too much actually familiar for these guys. You know, the Lindsay and Gabby. It's actually the names of two English teacher, and you know, to every single part or lesson, you know, they have a kind of discussion with each other, and sometimes, you know, they have some guests. And it's you know, this lesson I want to talk about, it's one of them. They're also, you know, talking with some guys, you know, and this guy is actually, the name of this person is that Mao Bushler. Is actually has a kind of site, it's called Trippin, and you know, they're giving some information about the some place. And you know, the Lindsay and Gabby, they're saying, you know, one of the best things for learn English is that through, you know, going to abroad, you know, you want to travel to another country, in other words. And so it's kind of, you know, this guy's Mao Bushler, it's kind of, you know, expert about this stuff. So, you know, they wanted some actually tips about the, how they can, you know, going to abroad and, you know, use it, this situation, for actually learn English. And he just said, you know, three tips. It's very, also, I think usual, I try to explain it. Okay, the first one is that, you know, he said before you wanna actually leave your home, it's kind of very tough, you know. You have to have a kind of preparation for yourself. You have to really be prepared about that. And you know, cause you wanna go into the some place totally unknown for you, and you do not have any information about it. So, you know, it's kind of scary, I don't know. And he said you can use some website also, you know, the Trippin, his website, you know, it's trying to have a kind of advertising for, you know, his website, I think. But, and also introducing to another website such as Meetup and Airbnb. I do not have any idea what these sites, but you can really checking out, you know. Actually, what's the situation of this site? And he said, okay, if you before, you know, you wanna go into abroad, if you wanna really know about that place you wanna go, you know, you absorb some information about it, it's very great resources for this. And another things, you know, he said when you're going, you know, to that place, to another countries, you know, you got to, you know, being with a real people, you know, cause it's very probable, you know, when people, they're actually travel for fun, they're just going to the 5-star hotel and, you know, something like this. It's not helpful for learning English. If you want to really consider some improvements, some, I don't know, if you want to really reinforce your English, you have to really facing with some situation, you know, that's happened between you and native speakers. And no, it said yeah, it's kind of bothering, it's kind of annoying. He said he was actually he worked at Australia as an English teacher, and his student has the same problem. Had the same problem also, you know, they're just all the time, you know, saying it's kind of apprehensive, it's kind of very annoying to, you know, being, you know, in kind of situation to have, you have to have a kind of connection with native speakers, so they're just being in a kind of whole situation. And he said you have to really get over it, and you know, you have to really pushing yourself to out of your comfort. It's very great, you know, sentence. You have to really pushing yourself, cause you know you gotta know the comfort zone. Does that mean, you know, if you're being comfortable, you can really see, you know, some improvement about yourself. If you want to really, if you're looking for what the real progress, that this is a, you have to really sacrifice, you know, your some, I don't know, comfort for your higher goals. It's a very great sentence, I think. We have to really, you know, write it by goal. And okay, this is the second one. The second one is that, you know, volunteer's job. He said, you know, he was a, in a kind of newsland, and between two flights, and he wanted to see, you know, some stuff on that countries. He didn't have any money, so you know, he's just, you know, got some negotiation, you know, with some people on that country. They took him to the kind of cruise for, I know, touring, and gave him some food, cause you know, he's actually the Mauwuschler, you know, that person tried to say some advice. Jared, you know, plant some trees for them. I know, he said it's actually very great deal, and you know, they're actually trade with you very, very nicely. They have a kind of very friendly behavior, cause you know, you're doing actually favor, you giving some favor to them, and you know, you're working for free, and it's very amazing. You just, you know, try to do something and giving some benefit for them, you know, to them, and you know, they're also treat you very well, and yeah, you can see some stuff. It's also happening in English, you know. You look, one of the obvious things is that, you know, through this website we try to have some activities to try, you know, putting some voice and article and other stuff. It's also at the same time, no, while you try to doing this stuff, you're working all, you know, actually literally for free. Is that cause also you can see improvement that's happened for your English? So that's amazing. Yeah, I really accept this actually tip. It's very great, you know, have a kind of volunteer job. And the last one was that, yeah, going to the internet cafe, you know, it's actually has the same structure like the first one. It's you know, you have to really being socialized, you have to, you know, have a, you try to, you know, have a kind of connection with people, you know. And going to the cafe also, and yeah, try to, you know, for example, some people, they're looking for, they're seeking out about the some, I don't know, destination, and you can really, you know, try to help to that person. You have to really being, you know, kind of motivated about this stuff, and you know, try to constructing or making that would be better, yeah, making, you know, some relationship between you and that native speakers, not something like this, and after that you can have a kind of connection with, I don't know, some internet tools or something like this. Yeah, this is the last one, and yeah, that's it. I think I said the whole thing. No, yeah, it's not with, you know, a lot of the whole details, and you know, no, it's just summary and try to have it, I know, some speaking in here. And thank you guys, if you have any suggestion or idea or whatever, I'm really, yeah, that would be very, very great and, you know, satisfying for me if you share it with me. Thank you so much for listening to this, and bye till next time.